Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. Pam Danziger's here. We're glad she's here, too. Pam's a 12-year member of our Brain Trust, president of Unity Marketing, author of, folks, I've got so many books here I can't see over the stack. Shopping, Let Them Eat Cake, Putting the Lux Back in Luxury, Henry's. What did Henry's want? I told you about the Henry's, remember, in the last segment. Shops that pop, it just never stops. She's a retail expert extraordinaire, especially when it comes to Henry's. Pam Danziger, welcome back to the show.
Oh, it's good to be with you today.
I told the audience, Henry's are high earners, not rich yet.
Yeah, right. They're the mass affluent, people with incomes from about $100,000 to $250,000. So you know,
and they don't have all their stuff yet, right?
I mean, no, they don't, and they have a tremendous amount of spending power, and there's so many of them, and it's a segment of the consumer population that is largely overlooked. Because when you say affluent, most people kind of have the image of, you know, of Trump, Donald Trump,
right,
you know, with
baby boomers,
super, super wealthy, and
right.
And the mass affluent just have a lot of spending power, and there are a lot of them. So they have a lot of unmet needs. And I'm launching on a whole series of books about Henry's with my publisher. We just finished one called Home for Henry's, which will be about home purchases for the home and people that serve the home and understanding the Henry's. And
the home and everything, the opposite, I guess, of Henry's would be these tiny house people, right? Have you seen that?
Yeah, right. But you know, some of those tiny houses are quite luxurious. I mean, that's kind of interesting.
How do you make a 400 square foot or a 300 square foot house luxurious? I mean, my goodness, it's amazing.
Well, you know, you got to get rid of all the stuff you fill your house with.
Well,
and
that's true.
That's really the big.
But I
big
love
challenge.
My stuff.
Yeah, I know. And I want to get, you know, a tiny, well, we're going to get a trailer and travel because it just is, it, you know, we're clunking around in this huge house.
I know.
And all this stuff, it's like we got to get away from it all.
I like my stuff. I'm like Steve Martin in The Jerk, you know. This is all I need, just me and this lamp and this chair.
Yeah.
And
that's
hey,
right. That's
hey,
right.
Let's talk about the holidays.
Yes.
What are you're thinking about the holidays and social media, combining those two, aren't you?
Yeah, well, you know, your newsletter, and I love it every Sunday that I get it, and I always sit and read it, and if people aren't getting it, they need to get signed up. But your Sunday newsletter had a story about social media.
Yeah,
and
my research there.
Yeah, and the largest percentage of small businesses don't, you know, reported, don't even have a social media strategy.
And it's gone down in the last 18 months.
I know, and you know, I've got a two-part series on how to make your Facebook postings pop, and I show a kind of a makeover, a do-over
right.
from one of my clients, from what they originally conceived to what I recommended. And your research was just so important because I think so many people have backed off of Facebook and other social media because they came at it with totally unrealistic expectations.
And probably not playing by the rules, probably thinking they could do a call-to-action type of marketing on social media, and you can't do that.
Right. Well, you really need to provide informational content,
mm-hmm.
and you need to reach the right people. And you know, I've written these two series, and I invite people to my website. They can see it. But I think it's really important to understand who you're writing for and what your real goals are.
Mm-hmm.
And when we survey Unity Marketing, my company surveys small businesses, the number one thing everybody wants is to find new customers. Well, if that's your goal, then you really need to think about how to use Facebook and social media
mm-hmm.
as a tool to reach out and grab the attention of new customers. And
well, one of the things it might be helpful to help people understand is that when you're in sales, you don't find new customers. You find suspects who then are qualified into prospects, and then you qualify prospects into customers.
Right.
That's how it works.
Right.
And so if you think about social media is not where the next person you meet on social media is a customer. They're going to be a suspect.
Exactly.
And then over time, they're going to get to liking you, and maybe they become a prospect.
Right.
And then over time, just like in qualifying any other kind of a sale, they might become a customer. It takes patience, doesn't it?
Right. Well, it takes patience. And, you know, in marketing circles, we call that targeting. And you have to kind of like who in your area or your community or your trading area is going to be a suspect or have an interest in what you have to sell. And the example I use is from a small pet boutique, a lifestyle mm-hmm. boutique called Godfrey's. And they have everything you possibly could want for your pampered poodle and your pampered pet. And that's what I'm talking about. And you know, Facebook has a boost your post posting feature where you can, for very little money, can reach people with very specific targeted interests in your community.
Right.
You can select them by region, by area, and by specific needs. So if you're a pool company, you can find people in your neighborhood that have pools. If you're a pet company, you can find people with pets.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's really a very powerful tool.
Well, there are two different ways to do that. One is through advertising, where you actually write Facebook a check or whichever platform is a check.
Yeah.
The other way is build a community or join communities and be part of that community and contribute to it. And your business is connected through your contribution.
That's right.
But in my opinion, it's not either or; it's both and. Right? I mean, you want to do both of those, right?
Yeah, you really need to have a strong outward focus, and you need to. I mean, if that's what you want. Now, again, all the research has shown in terms of where you're going to get the most sales is that by developing your own customers and their sales potential is where it's really much more cost effective than trying to reach new customers, but. You know, Facebook can do both. I mean, you can have a very proactive, engaging Facebook site, and Henry's and everybody else is using Facebook, so you may as well be going.
Well,
there
here's another thing: if they meet you on Facebook, if over the time, you know, what I would be wanting to do would be harvesting emails.
I
had a guy report earlier this week that email marketing has got a bullet. It's actually overtaking other marketing. I mean, the old boy email is still hanging in there. But my point is, then you can market to them by email a lot differently than you do on Facebook.
Oh, without a doubt.
And you've got their record. UnityMarketing.com, right?
UnityMarketingOnline.com.
I always forget that. UnityMarketingOnline.com. Check that out, folks. Her book's there. You'll thank me later. I'll be right back with Pam Danziger.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.